We often hear crystals referred to as New Age. But in truth, crystal healing is an ancient, age-old form of medicine. Crystal healing is woven into the threads of some of our most historic civilizations. The Mayas, Incas, ancient Egyptians, Australian Aborigines, Native Americans, Celtic Druids, and more all traditionally use crystals in their healing practices. Shamans refer to the practice of placing crystals on someone's body for healing purposes as the laying on of stones. Crystal healing is a holistic, non-invasive, vibrationally based system of energetic healing. Sparkly crystals, river rocks, polished stones, or faceted gems are laid at precise locations on and or around a person's body to facilitate healing. Crystal healers believe that this practice treats the physical body as well as the LEF, luminous energy field, around the body, also known as the auric body, the auric field, or the energy field. As crystals interact with people in the physical and energetic space surrounding us, they can absorb, diffuse, direct, detoxify, focus, and shift our energy. What is being healed exactly? In this context, healing means bringing balance to the mind, body, spirit, and physical space. Shamans believe that everything starts on an energetic level and then manifests mentally, physically, or emotionally. Negative energy, or dis-ease, can show itself through physical illnesses and behavioral issues, which are the final manifestation of ancestral, emotional, environmental, karmic, mental, physiological, psychological, or spiritual imbalances. Crystal healing helps restore the body to its natural equilibrium. But keep in mind that it's meant to be an accoutrement to other health treatments. Always consult a healthcare professional on what your personal path should be and how you can combine Eastern and Western medicine for best results. What do people experience during a crystal healing? Most commonly, I hear clients say, "I feel better," even if I can't pinpoint why. The process is very therapeutic and relaxing, and it creates a safe space to release unwanted energy. People may laugh, cry, or fall asleep. They can feel very energized, euphoric, or extremely tired after a session. Some people may sense a presence in the room, or feel something touch their arm. People sometimes get visions or bursts of creative ideas. Some experience a sensation of floating or leaving their body, which in the biz is called astral projection. There are also muscle jerks or tingling sensations. Documented experiences are different from person to person and from session to session. One comment that I hear across the board from all my clients is that they are always very hungry or thirsty post-healing sesh. Who benefits from crystal healing? Anyone can benefit, as long as they come into a session with a positive attitude and an open heart and mind. No agenda, no expectations, no cynicism. These can be the biggest barriers to crystal healing having a lasting effect. There isn't a one-size-fits-all recipe, and the treatment is always a bespoke experience. What gets affected or recalibrated in the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body during a crystal healing session? 1. Emotional. Stabilize moods. Enhance self-esteem. 2. Mental. Enhance clarity and creativity, increased focus and awareness, lessening of unhealthy behaviors, relief from addictions and thought patterns like negative self-talk and limiting beliefs. 3. Physical. Relief from stress, sleep problems, panic attacks, chronic fatigue, anxiety, infertility, migraines, joint pain, digestive disorders, chronic or severe illnesses. 4. Spiritual, feeling centered, peaceful, and harmonious, greater acceptance of others.